Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, folks, on this June 6th, 2018. Thank you so much again for joining another episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. And as that wonderful host in the beginning said, I'm your host, Shane Lakita, or I should say that wonderful MC in the beginning, who was my son, who opened up the whole entire show to be able to do the introduction. So I'm Shane Lakita. I'm here today to have another coffee talk with you because it matters and it helps get my mindset right. And hopefully it helps you and yours, because we're all in this journey traveling together, trying to just get one thing done at a time, be successful one step at a time, and for us to be able to continue to push forward and be successful in general, whether it's health-related, whether it's work-related, whatever direction that we're moving in. We just want to be able to move forward in a positive direction, and that's kind of what this is all about. So if you haven't joined before, if this is your first podcast, welcome. And just to give you a quick snapshot of what this is all about, this is basically just about a 15 to a 20 minute snapshot of where I'm at in my journey and what my thoughts are. And I just kind of talk about them. And I'll share some of the things that some of the listeners have shared or sent over to me or posted on our closed No Finish Line Nation group on Facebook that we have. So if you're not on the closed group, you need to. It is on Facebook, and you can go on to, if you have a Facebook account, you can search right on the search bar for No Finish Line Nation, and you'll see the closed group request to get in. I think there's one question to answer to be able to get into it and join us, because it's a pretty amazing place. And that's where a lot of my inspiration comes from for these podcasts. I think a lot of times what I do is I'll have conversations while we are on the page, and we're having conversations through struggles or through successes, or whatever it is, and I'll take a lot of the conversations that we're having, if it piques my interest or really gets me thinking, and then I'll just kind of spit it out right over here on this podcast, and it seems to be resonating with some people and have a lot of subscribers, and we're moving the right direction, and I feel like we're making large impact. So if you want to spread the word about the podcast, just tell anybody that has iTunes account to search in the search bar for Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane 1973. Or they can actually download the Podbean app. And you can actually go on there and search for the same exact thing. I'm on a bunch of other platforms that we're able to broadcast to, like I said before, iTunes and Podbean. We also are on Spotify. We're on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Google Music, all kinds of different platforms that you can find. Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano, 1973. Okay. So today's podcast is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be something more about what am I looking at when I look in the mirror, okay? So I've been hearing a lot of conversations with people or reading lots of comments from people that talk about how they are in this journey. They're trying to navigate. They're trying to fight to be able to get to the goals that they want to get to. They want to be better. They want to be healthy. They want all of these different things that they're putting into play here and set goals for themselves. And what happens a lot of times is when they don't get there, whether it's fast as they want to, or whether it's, you know, within a certain time frame, or the amount that they want to lose in weight wise, or it's the speed of their run and they're getting frustrated by the fact that they see all their friends running much faster than they are and the half marathons and whatever else. It's difficult, because what we try to do then is we end up blaming other things for the reasons why we're not getting to where we want to get to. So for instance, if I look at myself and I say I'm not at the weight that I want to be at, I might blame, oh, you know what? I've been having a lot of stuff go on in my life lately, a lot of stresses go on, so it's causing me to binge eat, or it's causing me to snack at nighttime, or the drama of family or situations that might arise are causing me to eat. Or I might blame it on other things, such as my family. My family is food pushers, so if I go to dinner over at my family's house, or I'm sitting at the table and my mother's there and she says, hey, eat this and eat that and try this and try that. And if you say no, what happens? You feel guilty because your mother's looking at you going, well, you don't like my food, and food is a source of love and all the things that we have been through many times in our lives. I'm sure everybody has been through that once or twice in their life. So it could be a family pusher, a food pusher from family, not saying that it's a bad thing, not saying that they're doing it maliciously, but they're just doing it from a place of love, that they say food is the way to your heart. and they want to make sure that you're fed and you're taken care of. How many times have you had a grandmother or a mom that's a little bit older that'll say, you know, we need to fatten you up a little bit or stuff like that? So, well, that hasn't happened in my situation because I've always been a huge person or a large person. So it's kind of tough for me, but, you know, I've heard those situations or those conversations before from other people. So I digress. So here we are. We're talking about making excuses. We're talking about blaming other things around us for the reason why we're not where we want to be. Okay, so there's many other things that come into play, such as if I wanted to go for a run and I wanted to get the run in, I've had a pretty good consistent cadence of runs and I'm getting out there and I'm putting one foot in front of the other, I'm breathing, I'm getting all this exercise, I'm having a great time with it, I'm moving the right direction, and then all of a sudden I have a week long of rain, cold, temperatures that are just not accommodating or just not really making it a very enjoyable run. And I make excuses to that to say that the weather sucks, so I'm going to stay home because I don't want to go out to run. Not to say that that's not a valid reason. I hope you guys are understanding that these are all reasons that we give for our inequities or the ways that we're not getting to where we want to get to. So these are just regular basic reasons. So some of these are valid reasons. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm listing out exactly what we go through in our mind when we don't get to where we want to get to. A lot of times what happens is we look at our surroundings and say, what's causing me to not get to where I have to get to? Well, the big thing that we forget to do and we don't look at when we're going through all of these justifications and all of these reasonings and all of these Sherlock Holmes hats that we're putting on to be able to investigate why it is that I'm not succeeding the way that I want to succeed. What one of the things that we skip over a lot of times is our own selves. You know, the image that I posted on Coffee Talk, on No Finish Line Nation, and on Connect this morning was all about people are in search for folks that will change their lives, right? So if it's more of like a relationship thing, right? So if somebody's looking for a boyfriend or a girlfriend that'll change their life for the better, and they're searching all their lives trying to find that one person or whatever, when really the one person that can change your life is looking at you in the mirror, is basically what the image said. It's you. So we blame all kinds of other things on our inequities and the things that we're not successful with when we really should be looking at how we control that situation. Now, I'm not saying that you need to, that you were, I put on the post this morning, I put on there that you're in control of your own destiny. Now, a lot of people look at you and say, well, how can you say that? Because you don't really have a play in what destiny shows, whatever is meant to be or what life's path is going to be is what is going to automatically happen. You're just navigating through it to be able to get there. What I'm saying is that you're not necessarily in control of destiny. What you are in control of is how you respond to the situation that you're going through at that moment in time. How do you respond to all those things I just listed? So if the weather's bad, how do you respond to that? If your mother is pushing fatty foods on you, how do you respond to that? If you are having a bad day and you're getting up and looking at yourself in the mirror and you're saying, I'm fat today, or I'm not feeling it today, or I feel really gross today, how do you respond? These are all the things that I'm talking about. You have control over how you feel, even if it is a mental issue and you are not necessarily able to fully embrace and control the direction that you take with that. I also recommend getting help. There's nothing wrong with going to seek counseling or going to talk to somebody about an issue or something that's going on of where you're at in life. Are you responsive? Are you able to navigate your journey and be able to do the things that you need to do? And are you tending to the health that you need to do with your brain? Because a lot of times, we don't do that. We are prideful. We are stubborn. We look at ourselves and say, well, we can handle this and we've got this and everything's all taken care of and we're good to go. But it's okay to go get help. It's okay to reach out and find someone else that can hear your plea and hear your struggles and hear the journey that you're on for you to be able to sit back and say, okay, I want to be able to get to the place that I can navigate all of my stuff on my own, doing what I have to do to be able to be successful and be able to move forward, okay? So I'm not saying you have to do it all on your own. What I am saying is that you are in control of your own destiny. So if you want to make that change and you need that help, then you need to go get that help. One of the big movements that I'm a part of in November every year is I'm a part of the Movember team. And Movember is basically, as many of you have known, it's either No Shave November or it's called Movember, which is just you grow a mustache. No Shave November is when you grow the full beard. Movember is when you grow just a mustache and it looks cheesy and it looks kind of weird and people don't really necessarily look like the Magnum PI look nowadays. So they basically look at you and they'll ask you, well, what's going on? And you come up with a conversation for men's health in the month of November, basically for three different avenues that we try to go down. We try to go down the road of prostate health. We try to go down the road of testicular health for testicular cancer. And the third part is mental health. Now, men don't talk about mental health. I'm just going to be honest with you. How many of you know a man in your life, whether it's your husband, father, brother, anybody, they when you ask how they're feeling, they look at you and say, I'm fine, get away from me. I'm fine, whatever, right? Not very sensitive, not very open about their feelings. They don't like to talk about it. Well, it's time that we do it. It's time that we step up and we go and we get the help that's necessary for us to be able to do it, okay? So this podcast is about you need to take control of how you respond to life in general. So if you respond to life in a way that's negative, then how do you change some of those thoughts around the positive? If it's going to get help to be able to arm you with those resources, because I'm no doctor, I'm just a guy that's trying to go through the journey myself, and I have good days and bad days myself too. So this is just a podcast of a dude sitting in a room talking about the journey, right? But if you go talk to a professional, they can arm you with some of those things. How do you respond to the fact of if you look in the mirror and you're feeling fat? Are you looking at yourself and saying, I can do something about that? Or I'm proud of how far I've come? Or, you know what, these clothes are fitting actually pretty better than what they once were. Or I'm looking pretty good actually if I think about it. Or are you changing the narrative of what you're feeling for that day? Or are you just going down the road of just being a negative Nancy and getting in the place where you can't accomplish things that you want to accomplish? I mean, that's really the crux of it all. You are in control of what you can see, feel, hear, and everything. Destiny is only one part of this whole entire journey. Whatever's meant to be is meant to be. I've heard that from many people. Whatever's, you know, God's plan is God's plan. The way I feel about it is that whatever the plan is, that's fine. It's going to go that direction anyway. But how do you stay in that lane, navigate through, and be the best version of yourself during that time period? That's really all it's about. How are you during tough times, good times, bad times, and different? How are you continuing to live in the space of, I can do it. I can be awesome. I can be great. I can do really, really good things. You know, it's just interesting because we're so wired around the negativity, aren't we? I mean, we really park in the space of just doubting ourselves. It's almost like it's ingrained in our brains when we're little kids and we're coming up through adulthood. And every single thing that we try to be able to accomplish, we go down the road of setting our expectations to be a negative outcome just so that our feelings aren't hurt and we're not going to feel bad. How many times have I done that to myself? I've said, you know, I'm going to expect the worst. Then when something good happens, it just doesn't make any sense. So here's my call to action for everybody. Take control of where you're at, whether it's going to get the mental help that you need, whether it's going to talk to your doctor, whether it's sitting down and just reframing your day, whatever it is that you need to do to get yourself on board with what you have to get yourself on board with, do it today. You are 1,000% worth the investment of you to be in a positive place and fight like hell for the goals that you're shooting for and fight like hell just to be a good person. We need more of that in the world. We need more people to look at the brighter side of things rather than just the negative, gross side of things. The side of we're failures or we're meant to fail, or living in the mentality of I need to fail in my life so I can learn, because there are learnings that come from failure. I fully and completely agree with that because I'm a dad and I believe that my son sometimes needs to fall to be able to pick himself back up, learn from it, build that tougher exterior and be able to move on. I get all that, I do, and I believe in that. But here's the thing, it's how you respond to all of that is what really matters. Are you setting yourself up for success? Or are you setting yourself up for failure? Are you literally sabotaging yourself when you're trying to be able to get to your goals? That's the big key. That is the crux of all of this. We sabotage ourselves all the time without even knowing that we're sabotaging ourselves. So now be aware. Look around you. Look to see what you're doing. Find out and dig in and think to yourself, am I doing something that's going to add positivity into the bucket of my life, or am I doing something that's going to nothing but detract and pull from and put me in a negative place? Because if that's the case, it's time to change it. It's time to fix that situation, change it up, put yourself in a place where you can be in a positive area and be able to navigate this journey with positivity, strength, and positive thinking. I mean, it seems like it's simple, but if it was simple, everybody would have already done it. So it's not easy. I put in the post this morning, is it easy? No, not at all. Do we sometimes have to ask for help? Yes, absolutely. Is it worth the investment? 100% yes. You're worth changing the mindset of where you're at. Live in the space of small victories. Give yourself smaller goals. Win those smaller goals, and it's going to do nothing but change your mindset to positive thinking. It will. Trust me, I know. It does it for me. When I get overwhelmed with negativity, or when I get overwhelmed with negative thoughts or foods that I know that I can slide right into or whatever, I legitimately have to look at my journey and break it down into small increments, small ones, not the big, big mountain that I'm trying to overcome or climb. It's the small ones. Was I a good dad today? Did I give my kid a hug this morning and make sure that I reminded them that I loved them? Did I kiss my wife before I left the house to be able to head out and thank her for cooking breakfast this morning or making coffee for when I headed out the door? Did I make a positive impact on someone's life as I'm walking in to, I don't know, any of the businesses that I work with to give a high five or a, hey, you know what, you're doing a great job, even if their sales aren't showing that they're doing a great job? Am I being a positive influence on people's lives? Or am I being a negative one? Do I go down the road of complaining a lot? If I'm not, then celebrate in the fact that you're being a positive person, a positive influence on life. And I'm not talking about being a Pollyanna. I'm saying just being a positive person. That's all. I can be a positive realist any day of the week. But 9 times out of 10, when I think positively about something or I'm in a space where I'm sharing that positivity with other people, they also are going to be more successful and can be more apt to being someone that can attack it and overcome anything that's thrown their way because they're in a different mindset than that negative, gross, dark, dank place that they get to. And we've all been there. So that's my podcast for today. I hope that it resonates with you, and I'm hoping that you can make a change. I'm hoping that you can make a change today to think to yourself, how do I take control of my life? I'm the only one that can control how I feel, where I'm at, how I respond, how I navigate, how I change direction, and all of those things. I'm the only one. Nobody else can dictate what direction I need to go in. Nobody. I'm the only one that can control that destiny. And whatever the outcome is going to be, if, whether you believe or you are in the camp of it is meant to be, whatever's meant to be, it will happen, that's okay. Because now you've got to think to yourself, how am I going to navigate that journey that is meant to happen? If it's meant to be that I'm going to be a professional basketball player, what's that journey look like? Am I going to be a positive person getting there, or am I going to cut people off at the knees to get there? If it's meant to be that I'm going to be married with 8 children, am I going to be a good parent during that time frame? Am I going to continue to push forward and do everything I can for my kids and my family? All these things that we're talking about, your choice is in your hands. You control the things that you're doing. So I hope that that helps you guys as much as it did me this morning. Lots of thought process. I know I put on the post itself a lot of deep thoughts by Jack Candy moments, but that's okay because I think that we need to do that sometimes. We need to reflect on where we're at and how we're going to prepare ourselves for the future of where we want to go in this journey. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at LiquidChino1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.